Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Deshays. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack scores. Knobloch moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Winfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Winfield moves to second. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi takes first base on ball 4. Hammonds moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Hammonds scores. Seghi goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore bunts towards the mound. Deshays fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Winfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCarty. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seghi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seghi hits a fly ball into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo strikes out. One out. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McCarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarty is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarty hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hewlett is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett hits a line drive towards the mound. Deshays can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tackett moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. McLemore moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Mears reaches second base with a double. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mears moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mears scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hammonds strikes out. Two outs. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seghi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seghi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mack. Seghi reaches second base with a double. Mike Trombley now pitching. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tackett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tackett hits a line drive into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCarty is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Mack reaches second base with a double. Mears goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Todd Froworth now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards first. Seghe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Devereaux for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Baines reaches second base with a double. Carl Willis now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hammonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines moves to third. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Segui is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo takes first base on ball 4. Greg Olson now pitching. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Pagliarulo. The throw from Tackett and he is out, McLemore applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Harold Reynolds pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.